WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. TikTok's shut down in the U.S. The popular video sharing app has been removed from the Apple App Store, a U.S. ban taking effect Sunday because TikTok's Chinese owners failed to sell it to an American operator. If you have the TikTok app, a message says that it is temporarily unavailable. The message says, "We are fortunate that President Trump has indicated that he will work with us on a solution to reinstate TikTok." Mr. Trump's comments have been favorable, but have not made a firm commitment. A platform is being built inside the Capitol Rotunda after the last-minute decision to move the inauguration ceremonies Monday indoors because the wind chill will be in the single digits, affecting tens of millions Sunday, says ABC News forecaster Jeff Smith.
It's going to be snowy along the entire I-95 corridor, maybe starting as a little bit of a mix right along the coast and then going over to accumulating snow by later in the day.
The Israeli-Hamas ceasefire in Gaza is scheduled to take place Sunday. This is ABC News. A case of bird flu has been reported at a poultry facility in Georgia. Health officials on high alert and the business is on hold. ABC's Rena Roy.
On Wednesday, a facility in Elbert County noticing signs of bird flu in their flock. Emergency management deployed to dispose and disinfect. All commercial poultry operations in a 6-mile radius placed under quarantine and will undergo surveillance testing for the next few weeks. All poultry activities suspended statewide until further notice, from exhibitions to sales at flea markets and auctions.
At least 30 people were hurt in a ski lift collapse at the Spanish resort of Austin in the Pyrenees mountain range. State TV channel TVE reported around 80 people were trapped on the chairlifts, including this person.
Yeah, it was a very scary moment. Suddenly, it was in a matter of seconds, the ski lift started to fall like in a free fall.
Some went to hospitals. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A cold weather advisory is in effect until noon on Monday. Wind chills could be as cold as 35 below at times in some locations. As for today, mostly sunny to start. Highs of 2, northwest winds 10 to 15, wind chills at the 10 to 20 below marks throughout the day. Tonight, look for lows of 8 below, mostly clear, and wind chills dropping to possibly 20 below. Monday, highs of 2, increasing clouds throughout the day, and Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs of 3 above. It is 7 below currently, as we are at 2 minutes after 6 o'clock. It feels like that out there, like 2 below. I'll say that. We do have a number of church services that have canceled. Boaz United Methodist Church, First Lutheran Church of Lone Rock, Blue River United Methodist Church, Avoca United Methodist Church, Basswood Union, Viola United Methodist, Town and Country Presbyterian, and St. John Lutheran in Avoca annual congregational meeting will be held next Sunday. Again, it's 7 below.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up today, our featured artist will be the group Southbound.
And you never know what God is going to use to bless you, to bring deliverance to your life.
Plus, a spotlight visit with Sounds of Jericho.
We put a lot of older songs on there, maybe many had forgotten about.
It's all great gospel coming up right here on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
God has something better than what I had planned. God has something better. By His grace I stand. So if you're tired of searching for that joy you can't find, remember God has something better in mind. Living life from day to day with no real goal. Hurrying from here to there with no place to go. All too soon I realize
The Mark Dubelt Family with Something Better. Our featured artist today will be the trio Southbound, Clint Brown, Jody Brazelton, and Seth Elby. They describe themselves as Southern with a side of gospel grit. Although they've been nominated for New Artist of the Year several years in a row now, Seth Elby says that people are still warming up to the group.
A lot of them don't know us as a name. They know our music. They said, oh, address change notification. Oh, that's you. Oh, yeah, I know you guys.
Had these people come up to Pastor Clint was kind of standing away. He didn't get to hear it. But this couple came up in where were we singing? In Jackson? Was that where we were singing? They came up to us at a Bill Bailey event, and the guy said, let me tell you something. I came here tonight to hear the Perrys, but I'm telling you something. I'd never heard Southbound, but that, I'm telling you, that address verification was the greatest song I think I've ever heard. Southbound's my new favorite.
That's Seth Elby and Jody Brazelton. Their new album has just released. Clint Brown tells us about the title track and first release, I Left It in the Water.
That song really happened all because we were at Josh Frank's church, and Seth noticed that I think Ashley had a shirt on or someone there, and it said, I left it in the water. And as he began to question her about it, it was a shirt that they made because of someone in their church that got baptized. And he was being asked about his situation and about his life and everything. And they were asking about his past. And he said, well, I'm not worried about that because I left it in the water. And Seth and Ashley talked about writing that song. And I just waited and waited and waited. And finally, I said, hey, man, have you and Ashley worked on that song? And he said, no, we can't connect. I said, well, get your phone out. We're going to write that song today. And so we wrote it on the interstate.
Yeah, on the road.
Probably 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's how it came to be.
That's Clint Brown, and here's the debut single from the project, I Left It in the Water.
We Left It in the Water, that's Southbound. Clint Brown is a big songwriter, and many of their songs come from his perspective as a pastor.
I hear it all the time, people just saying, why did God allow this? Why did God allow that? You know, when you're in the ministry, you hear that a lot. You know, why would God allow that? And, you know, Paul told us all things work together for good, and you never know what God is going to use to bless you, to bring deliverance to your life, to do what you need in your life to be done. God can use anything.
That's Clint Brown, and here's the first cut on the CD, God Uses Everything.
He uses rain out of heaven so things down here grow. Powerful, strong winds to move the things that won't. Ordinary people for extraordinary things. The only way to explain is God uses everything. Why? Everything's not gonna go your way, no matter how hard you try. You're not always gonna get just what you deserve. It works out and sometimes it won't. You live and you learn.
He uses rain out of heaven so things down here grow. Powerful, strong winds to move the things that won't.
Uses everything, and we hope you'll use this program today to meet a need in your life. Our featured artist is Southbound, and we have much more coming up. In just a moment, the Lohr family with some exciting news.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. In addition to the congregation being welcoming and warm, worship at Willow Valley is fun. My husband and I previously used to attend a large urban church, and we now delight in the active exchange between the congregation and the pastor during the worship service. It's unpretentious, it's interactive, it's informative, and it really is enjoyable. If you are looking for a church where you can be yourself, where you can be welcomed like family, and where worship is fun, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
Hi, Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I'm the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in the screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st, 2025. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. Parents and guardians may register their child online and sign up for a screening appointment for their child by following two links located on the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page regarding screening. When arriving for a screening appointment, families will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While children are working with our school staff, parents will learn how they can help their child to be prepared for school and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If parents or guardians have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513, or emailing brittany.penfield@ithaca.k12.wi.us. Additional information and forms will be sent to families prior to the screening date. We look forward to meeting our future Bulldogs.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
Good morning. Thanks for listening to WRCO and the Gospel Greats on a very chilly start to the day today. Of course, due to this cold and the cold weather advisory, a number of churches have canceled their services. Boaz United Methodist Church, First Lutheran Church of Lone Rock, Blue River United Methodist Church, Avoca United Methodist Church, Basswood Union, Viola United Methodist, Town and Country Presbyterian, and St. John's Lutheran in Avoca. The annual congregational meeting will be held next Sunday. Again, it's 7 below at 20 minutes after 6 o'clock.
The Gospel Greats!
Welcome back. Coming up, the Lohr family with some big news. Right now, Autumn Nealon's treatment out front for the Nealons. God won't.
Yeah.
That's Autumn Nealon Streetman, who posted last week, three places I ain't going this year. Back and forth, out of my way, and labor and delivery. She and six-week-old Red James are doing well. The Lohr family had some exciting Christmas news. Here's Faith Lohr Wisnett.
My husband, Jacob Wisnett, and I have our baby boy, Josiah, and he'll be 16 months old at the end of this month. And we are now expecting baby number two. And we just found out that we are having a girl. So we are super excited about that.
Congratulations, Faith and Jacob and big brother Josiah. Here's the Lohr family with By Grace. The Lohr family.
Hey everybody, Tim Lovelace here with jokes that I hear from the road. I told my sister that she's drawing her eyebrows way too high. She looks surprised. Keep smiling while you're listening to Rodney Balcom right here on the Gospel Grace.
Thank you, Tim. Here's Joseph Habedank with Chris Blue. Jesus Walked In.
About a sick girl on the other side of town, and I heard about her daddy. Yeah, he's been asking around. Can anybody? anybody help her? Anybody please? Hope was gone with her final heartbeat. But then Jesus walked in, changed everything. When he's in the room, nothing's the same. It looked like the story had come to an end. Oh, but then that's when Jesus walked in. Jesus walked in.
I was a prisoner, locked up in chains. I carried the shackles of the choices I made. My heart was a room, a cell with no key. Oh, I thought that I'd never be free.
But then Jesus walked.
Jesus Walked In. That's Joseph Habedank with Chris Blue from his album Autobiography.
Hey everybody, this is Joseph Habedank, and you are listening to The Gospel Greats with my friend Rodney Baucom.
More with Southbound coming up in just a moment. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. More with Southbound coming up right now. The latest from Steve Ladd.
Hey, I'm Steve Ladd, and here's my new single, Everyday Saints.
Volunteered for Uncle Sam. He's got stars and bars and a purple heart to prove it. But he's traded in his army greens for some rolled up sleeves and denim jeans. Miss Jones got a busted radiator hose. He can fix it. Ain't nothing to it. Monday morning, meals on wheels. Thursday afternoon with Bill. Waiting while the chemo runs. Yeah, that's him doing what he does. His name ain't in the Bible or on the evening news. But if you're wondering about the answer to what would Jesus do, look no further than the portrait of love and grace he paints. He's an ordinary everyday saint. She's up before 4 a.m. cause the baby didn't sleep again. Now it's a warm bottle and a rocking chair. She says a prayer as she holds him, cause foster care sure is hard. It ain't for the faint of heart, but that baby needs a mama's love. Yeah, that's her doing what she does. Her name ain't in the Bible or on the evening news, but if you're
Everyday Saints, that's Steve Ladd. Our featured artist today is the group Southbound. They've just released the project, I Left It in the Water. Jody Brazelton talks about one of his favorites on the project called This Bible I Own.
Well, you know, Pastor Clint wrote this song about his mom's Bible. And I believe he saw it sitting there on the mantle and he wrote this song. But when he began to tell us about the song and let us hear the song, man, I was just blown away because it kind of brought me back to when my dad was a Baptist pastor. And I'll never forget getting up in the middle of the night and hear him praying and reading his Bible and getting ready for his sermon on Sunday morning, because he worked a full-time job, so he couldn't really, you know, prepare as much during the week. But on Saturday night, he stayed up, and I remember that old Bible that he had.
That's Jody Brazelton, and here's Southbound with This Bible I Own.
It's a lamp and light that guides me through. Living words of hope and truth. I hear it whispering, this is what grace is. Everything I need is here in. Oh,
This Bible I Own, that's Southbound. Seth Elby says that a song has to speak to him.
I love songs that I can relate to. You know, it's I'm not really good at faking things, at, you know, faking conversations or, you know, trying to, you know, if I don't think something's funny, I can't even fake a laugh. You know, I'm just not good at it. And when it comes to a song like this, what, there's nothing that I can do that can separate me from the love of God. And, you know, even there's a line that says, you know, what's left inside the grave? Nothing.
That's Seth Elby, and here's Southbound with Nothing. We have much more with them coming up in hour two. In just a moment, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I'm the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in the screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st, 2025. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. Parents and guardians may register their child online and sign up for a screening appointment for their child by following two links located on the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page regarding screening. When arriving for a screening appointment, families will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While children are working with our school staff, parents will learn how they can help their child to be prepared for school and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If parents or guardians have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513, or emailing brittany.penfield@ithaca.k12.wi.us. Additional information and forms will be sent to families prior to the screening date. We look forward to meeting our future Bulldogs.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, fueling the airwaves with great music and community warmth. Call 608-524-3914 and fuel your needs.
Good morning. Thanks for listening to WRCO as we are at a chilly 7 below. And looking at a cold weather advisory that will remain in effect until noon Monday. Wind chills could be at times as cold as 35 below in some locations. For today, highs of 2, northwest winds 10 to 15, mostly sunny. Wind chills at around 10 to 20 below throughout the day. Tonight, mostly clear. Wind chills dropping to 20 below. Otherwise, regular or expect to see lows near 8 below. Monday, increasing clouds throughout the day with highs of 2. And then Tuesday, highs of 3, mostly sunny and right now, we're at 7 below. If you're just tuning in, a number of churches have announced canceled services due to the cold weather. Boaz United Methodist, First Lutheran Church of Lone Rock, Blue River United Methodist Church, Avoca United Methodist Church, Basswood Union, Viola United Methodist, Town and Country Presbyterian, and St. John Lutheran in Avoca. Their annual congregational meeting will be held next Sunday.
Welcome back. We'll have our Southern Gospel News in just a moment. Donnie Williamson talks about the Williamsons' new song.
A few years ago, I was asking the man direction to a little church where we were going to sing, and he started telling me, but could tell by about the third turn, I was lost as I could be. Well, then he said, if you can wait just a few minutes, he said, I'm going over there, and you can just follow me. So we took off, and when he got to a turn, I made the turn with him. We went 2 or 3 miles, and he'd make another turn, and I would turn behind him. I still didn't know where I was going, but I didn't have to know because he knew where he was going. Our latest radio release is Jesus Leading His Children Home, and I sure am thankful I'm following one who knows where he's going.
That's Donnie Williamson, and here are the Williamsons with Jesus Leading His Children Home.
Among the Christians for a place that is far away, we've been told of its existence, that we shall live there
Jesus leading his children home, that's the Williamsons. And now for our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. David Allen McGill, age 68, of Mascot, Tennessee, went to be with his Lord and Savior on January 2nd. David was an early member of the Kingdom Heirs. He sang lead and baritone from 1982 to 1989. Our condolences to his many friends and family. Congratulations to Garrett and Amber Epinette Saunders of 11th Hour. The couple welcomed their second child on Saturday, January 4th. Penelope Lynn Saunders was born at 1:37 in the afternoon, weighing 7 pounds and 15 ounces and measuring 19 inches long. Congratulations, Amber and Garrett and big brother Vinny. Alan Kendall of the Kingsmen tells us about a project that he's been working on for quite a while.
I have been working on a book about the Kingsmen, and I have been working on it right about 2 years now, whenever I could get the spare time to do it. It's going to be called Decades of Music, Decades of Memories. And it's kind of following in the theme of the Decades sets that we have been releasing of the Kingsmen. So many of our alumni, and Ray Dean Reese himself has said, it's all about the songs. So we are covering the backstories of about 120 Kingsmen songs, along with a brief history of the group that my friend David Murray contributed to the book, and then a whole bunch of other pieces of history of the Kingsmen, several photos. This book is 367 pages long, so we're very excited about this book. It should be coming out in the spring, if not before, so stay tuned for that.
That's Alan Kendall. We look forward to bringing you some of those stories behind the song right here on the Gospel Greats. Deborah Perry's grandson has been having some additional health challenges lately. She updates us on his status.
I wanted to give everyone a quick update. As many of you may have heard through Facebook and just through word of mouth, that Jaden was admitted to the hospital on December the 26th for a kidney stone that was obstructing. They were able to go in and place a stent, and the stone is still there, but at a later date, once he gets past everything that he's going through right now, they'll try to go in with lithotripsy and remove that stone. But they had to intubate him to do the stent placement. And when they took him off of the vent, he just would not wake up. And we just, you know, first thought that it was just taking him a little bit of time. And so after about the third day, the doctor started looking more closely into this situation, and they found that there is one of his seizure meds that actually causes high amounts of ammonia in his body, and so that's what's been going on.
Jaden was also diagnosed with COVID and is battling a multitude of challenges. Deborah is asking for your prayers. And those are the Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Here is Deborah Perry and Jaden's call with the sound of his voice.
He spoke the world into existence. His voice turned the darkness to light. His words prevail and they never fail to show us his power and might.
Oh, the sea roll apart at his bidding,
and the mountains move as he demands. He can whisper or shout, but without a doubt, the whole world is at his command.
At the sound of his voice, angels assemble. The sound of his voice makes demons tremble. He speaks when storms are raging, the winds and the waves must obey. On a bright cloud of glory, he'll step out someday. And at the sound of his voice, we'll be called away.
He tenderly spoke to Elijah with a still small voice in the cave.
Of his voice, that's Deborah Perry and Jaden Cole. And that wraps things up for hour one of the program. Coming up in hour two, we'll have more with Southbound and a spotlight visit with Sounds of Jericho. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Weekday mornings at 7:20. It's the Roundup.
It's the Roundup
with Hank and Phil.
Funny, witty,
and they know nothing at all. But it's everything you need to kickstart your day.
Right, I'm in raw.
Meyer Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
Welcome back for hour two of The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Baucom, and coming up this hour, we'll continue our visit with Southbound.
It's going to lead us into the presence of God like probably no other song on the project.
Plus, we'll enjoy a spotlight visit with the Sounds of Jericho.
I always felt like I was supposed to do something and stay involved, and so this is a great way to do it.
It's all great gospel coming up in hour two of The Gospel Greats.
Let there be praise, let there be joy in our hearts. Sing to the Lord, give Him the glory. Let there be praise, let there be joy in our hearts.
Peace that He gives none can equal. His love is